first poem, and they're both about the great poet Taliesin, the Welsh poet Taliesin. The first one is about his the beginnings of Taliesin. It's called The Calling of Taliesin. It's a long poem, so I'm just going to read just a little of it. By some it was said that Taliesin was a child of Henug the Saint, bred in Caerleon, and thence come miracle commissioned. By some that he sprang from the bards, the ancient gods of the cauldron called of Ceridwen, she, goddess or priestess, Tidegvoil's wife, whose life was legend. And if he be her son, then so by magic, none knew. No clue he showed when he rode down the Wye, coracle cradled, and at the weir was seen by Elphin the son of Gwyddno, and drawn to shore. The men with Elphin then could only stare at the bright forehead of the lonely river fugitive, the child coming from the wild druid woods. Could they believe in the light that lived from his brow? Decision, there as here, was the mind's election, the arbitration of faith, the erection of the city. But Elphin was a man of the tribes, his vocation the bloods, nor could feel in more than a chorus after a meal verse. Vainly Taliesin's first song through river-mated rhythms, while he smiled at the sky, pulsated. Only in the song of a covenant code showed the child already initiated in the changes of the cauldron of Ceridwen, from the fish to the frog, from the frog to the crow, from the crow to the leaping roe, from the roe to the kindled fire, from fire to wheat, from the wheat to the cooked loaf, from shapes that eat to shapes that are eaten, and then to the fish split to be at once on the dish and again in the sea. The fated cycle communicated in heathen secrets, for the Lord God had not yet set him at liberty, nor shown him the doctrine of largesse in the land of the Trinity. In Elphin's house he grew and practiced verse, striving in his young body with the double living of the breath in the lung and the sung breath in the brain, the growing and the knowing and the union of both in the showing, the triune union in each line of verse, but lacking the formally and the grand backing of the empire. Yet then his heart, ears and eyes were wise. From druid secrets in the twilight and the sundawn, his hearing caught each smallest singular cry of bird and beast. Almost he talked their talk. His sight followed each furthest flight, each small insect dance pattern in the air he knew. He knew correspondence and the law of similitudes. He had seen the cauldron of poetry and plenty. He heard now dimly of the food that freed from the cycle, of the batteries of the monks and the baps and the beans of hermits in Thule and the Thebaids. When Elphin asked him his lineage, he sang riddling, "My heritage is all men's, only my age is my own. I am a wonder whose origin is not known. I carried in battle a banner before Cleon of Lochlin, and held in the sleeping chamber a mirror for his queen. I am more than the visions of all men, and my own vision, and my true region is the summer stars. I suffered in dreams division for the son of a virgin, yet I stood in the galaxy at the throne of the distributor and flew over the waves when the world was in flood. I rose to the third heaven with her of the penitence and was tangled through every sense by the hazel bush. I was mangled for a night and a day by black swine, yet my true region is the summer stars. I was thralled to Ceridwen and free in the manger of an ass. Before speech came to pass, I was full of the danger of loquacity. It is a doubt if my body is flesh or fish. Therefore no woman will ever wish to bed me, and no man make true love without me. All the doctors have come to stand about me, yet I shall never have any near me to need me. Every king shall call me Taliesin. Until the doom, I am handfast with all the dead." And then this shorter poem, Taliesin's Return to Logres. The seas were left behind in a harbour of Logres. Lightly I came to land under a roaring wind. Strained with the golden sails, the masts of the galley creaked as it rowed for the Golden Horn and I for the hills of Wales. In a train of golden cars the emperor went above, for over me in my riding shot seven golden stars. As if, while the great oak stood straining, creaking around, seven times the golden sickle flashed in the druid wood. Gathered on my back, untouched, my harp had hung. Its notes sprang to sound as I took the blindfold track, the road that leads from that runs from Tales through the darkness where Circe's son sings to the truants of towns in a forest of nightingales. The beast ran in the wood that had lost the man's mind on a path harder than death. Spectral shapes stood propped against trees. They gazed as I rode by. Fast after me poured the light of flooding seas. But I was druid sprung. I cast my heart in the way. All a mercy I called to give courage to my tongue. As I came by Brocélande, a diagram played in the night, where either the golden sickle flashed or a signalling hand. Away on the southern seas was the creaking of the mast. Beyond the Roman road was the creaking of the trees. Beyond the farm and the fallows, the sickle of a golden arm that gathered fate in the forest. In a stretched palm caught the hallows. At the falling of the first, chaos behind me checked. At the falling of the second, the wood showed the worst. At the falling of the third, I had come to the king's camp. The harp on my back syllabled the signal word. I saw a druid light burn through the druid hills as the hooves of King Arthur's horse rounded me in the night. I heard the running of flame faster than fast through Logres into the camp by the hazels. I, Taliesin, came. So we're just going to begin, as always, by just becoming present.